Free Brooklyn.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Hello and welcome to It's All Nice on Ice, baby! I am back, 100% healthy again after taking a sick day last week.
Still alive.
Of course, I'm Jake Demusky, here with...
Chris Calabrese.
A boom! Robin Hilton, you got another week. The Jayhawks, still alive. March Madness. If anyone listens to... What show is that? All Songs Considered, you know what we're talking about. If you don't... Sorry.
Yeah, Robin Hilton loves his Jayhawks.
Robin Hilton, you got another week, buddy.
He really likes... Does he like the Jayhawks more, or telling people that he likes the Jayhawks?
I think telling... Well, no, I don't think he likes informing people when the Jayhawks lose the most, I think. He never talks about the Jayhawks ever until, like, the day where they lose in March Madness. And he always starts the episode like, oh, no! And it's like...
Bob. I just want to end it all, Bob. He like
And Bob Boylan's like, okay, dude, let's move on to okay. music.
Well...
This isn't a sports show.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, we're back. This is It's All Nice on Ice. This is the new music news, reviews, blues show.
Cruise. Different cruise.
I fell down and I got a bruise. We had a great show last week in here. Mappasarchek for stopping in. Quinn Slattery, Kevin Yes Man. We appreciate it, as always, filling in for Jay Domes. In his absence.
Yeah, it was a scary time for all of us. We're just really happy that you're back.
Thank you, dude.
I think everyone who was here is definitely happy that you're alive and that you know, they didn't have to take over your spot.
Yeah, it's a tough seat to fill.
You're doing a great job. We're so happy to have you back. So you moved this week, right?
I did. I moved today. I just finished up. Am I allowed to say that I don't live in Bushwick anymore, or am I going to get tossed off the station?
No, you're good.
All right. I don't live in Bushwick anymore.
You do have to say that that doesn't represent the views of the station.
And that does not represent the views of the station. And I wish that I did live in Bushwick.
Sure.
And that does represent the views of the station, I guess.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. But I, big day of moving. Listening to Hot 97 all day long.
Oh, yeah?
I heard God's Plan maybe 5-6 times.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you know all the words to that part that there's no music except for him?
Yeah. She said, do you love me? I said, only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. You know, there's a lot of parodies going around about that right now.
Oh, yeah?
I think I thought of the best one, though.
Drake parodies? Are you kidding me? What do you got?
What's that band that sings the club's going up on a Tuesday?
I actually don't know.
I know the name, but I don't know the pronoun. Is it I Love McConnon? Is that how you pronounce that?
Oh, is that him? Yeah.
Yeah. So then my parody of that song is, said, do you love me? I said, only partly. I only love my bed and McConnon. I'm sorry. Get it? Because I love McConnon?
Sure.
I think that's the best parody out there right now.
Wait, Going Up on a Tuesday is by it? I didn't know that.
I think it is. Who else is it by? That's those Atlanta rappers.
No,
right?
It is. You're right. You're right.
Wow. I only love my bed and my con, and I'm sorry. Yeah, that's not bad, huh?
And that's, I'm pretty sure he's signed by Drake, or was brought up by Drake.
Damn, dude.
Dude, you're really putting all this together.
Zamzude, that's how it is.
Don't say Zamzude. So what else
Zamzude?
Do you have to do this week?
I don't know. I was getting better this week, moving, going to work.
I heard you went to some sort of music conference.
Yeah, but I want to get into yours first, I think. Chris actually got back from the world's biggest douchebag fest. Oh, no, sorry. A music festival.
Yeah, so I went down to South by Southwest last week. Saw a ton of brands. I saw some branding by Twix, Dell.
Branding?
Yeah. Yeah, it was sick.
What about band?
Brands. I saw a ton of brands. Coke. M&M's, Twix was there too.
Yeah. No, but did you see any bands?
Yeah, tons of brands.
No, without the R, B-A-N-D-S.
Oh, yeah, I think.
Okay, what bands do you see?
Some people like Twix or Showtime, the TV network.
No. I don't mean like a company. I mean like, I'm not a business. I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. Like bands.
Yeah. Well, like Showtime.
Don't say another candy or a TV station.
Hold on. Showtime had a band built into their marketing experience. So that was really cool. If that's what you're talking about.
Okay. Let's dig into this. What was the band?
So first of all, you went in and like you had to RSVP.
Okay, stop.
This awesome splash page that they put together with all their colors. The branding was everywhere. So you go in, they give you a special wristband. Of course, it's got the Showtime logo on it, especially with their new lineup coming up this spring. It's going to be amazing. So they had some Shameless assets all over the place.
Can I stop you for a second? Did you see any music?
I'm getting to that. So they had like Shameless ads all over the place and like, you know, all this stuff. It was so cool. There's so much information on their upcoming programs that they have. And then they had this one part of the marketing experience was there was a stage set up with
Chris.
All these awesome gobo lights that had their logo.
Gobo?
Yeah.
What's a gobo?
It's like it projects like the logo onto the wall. And it was so cool. Such a cool light show of the words Showtime.
It's not about the brand.
And then Lee Fields and the Expressions performed as part of the marketing experience.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, what did they
what did
those guys do?
Yeah, I don't really know.
Okay, so what did you do?
They had like complimentary cocktails that were like the colors of the show's branding.
So what did you do at after the day's events? What did you do at night? Like go to a bar, maybe like watch a guitarist or something?
Oh, well.
Like there had to be.
Yeah, so right? I think what you're talking about is like, did I eat or like, did I go around and like some late night like action around town?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me tell you about the Dell tent.
Okay, no, Chris.
So they had like a VR lounge, dude. It was so cool. And it was all, you could go through some of their upcoming
I don't want to know about the VR brand, whatever.
So cool. So, yeah, no, it was a great experience.
Did you see any band, like music, dude? What were you
doing?
This
one time, okay, so I did go into this one bar to just grab a drink of water because I was so thirsty from walking to all the marketing experiences. And I did happen to see Albert Hammond Jr. perform. And I got to meet him and talk to him, so that was really cool.
What's his favorite beer? Is that what you do now when you meet people?
No, I pretty much just try to grab some content. So I recorded a video of him performing and put it on my Instagram story and all that because I'm trying to establish my own brand. So
you really picked up a lot.
Yeah, no, it was such a cool time. Oh, my God, it was so cool.
So do you still have that video?
No, it expires after 24 hours. But it was really good. I like colored it correctly and everything. Okay. But Albert Hammond Jr. of The Strokes had an album come out, not this Friday that just occurred, but the Friday before that.
Yeah, we haven't done music in a bit.
Yeah, so let's play a song off that. This is Set to Attack.
All right, and then during the song, we're going to catch up about some of the stuff that you were like other stuff. Maybe I'll try to gold mine some material out of you from when you were at South By.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're Set to Attack from Albert Hammond Jr.'s Francis Trouble.
Okay.
He played this during his set at the Eminem's house, by the way. It was so, so cool.
Hey,
pretty,
Al.
Pretty cool, right?
You can call me Al. Burt Hammond Jr.
It's a pretty good album.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a good one. It's if you like the Strokes, you'll like it.
The Strokes. Jake and I used to have a segment at the end of every single episode.
Really fire segment. We should bring it back.
Back in our home podcast days. But we've come a long way from there. As you just reminded me to remind everyone, we are now on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
So
you can subscribe. If you type in It's All Nice on Ice to your Apple Podcast app, you can listen to the guys.
You could subscribe to us and it'll give you a little notification every time we upload a new episode.
You can listen to the guys.
Right there. Yeah. Any time of the day.
Yeah, it's awesome. The guys are on there.
So you were saying you wanted to talk about something? I don't really understand
I'm
what
actually
it was.
Really psyched up about this. While you were down at South by Southwest, I was actually...
Okay.
Yeah, I was actually... sorry, I'm eating a candy bar. I was actually at the North by Northeast Festival.
What's that?
It's crazy out there, man. It's like... it's just like South by, but it's in Brooklyn every year.
Oh, really? I haven't heard about that.
You haven't, dude? Oh, it's so good, man. I was actually...
Is it funny or something? Why?
What do you mean?
Is it like a comedy festival? You seem to be laughing.
No. Well, yeah, there's comedians there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. There's music, there's food, trucks and stuff. I actually did some... I did a little man on the street.
Oh, no way. Oh, okay, cool.
There's a few on here. Oh, all right. Do you want to answer that?
Yeah, I guess so.
We'll get back to this in a second.
Hi, you're on It's All Nice on Ice.
Hi, I'm a big-time fan here, and I'm not really a tech guy, but I tried to subscribe to your podcast, and it won't let me.
Oh, boy.
I think what you should probably do is I would just get exit out of the app, maybe, and then just go back in.
Yeah, I did that. It didn't work.
Okay. Mm. Is your refrigerator running?
Yeah, why?
You got to go catch it then.
Oh, my God. Wow, you just roasted that idiot.
All right.
Man. Nice.
Yeah, so there's a few on here. I hope I'm picking the right one. So I decided to do a little man on the street.
Did you come up with that refrigerator line? That was good.
No, I think I heard it somewhere. Yeah. Thank you, though.
Send me that link to that.
Yeah, I will. It just came up in my head. It's sometimes like my mind just like so fucked up. It's like there's just so much shit going on that sometimes like it just like so much shit comes out. It's like insane, dude. Like just like if you like spend a minute in my mind, you like your head would blow off. Like it's insane the stuff that goes on in my head, dude. It's like it's insane. Like there's so much shit going down in my head. So much. Like if you like I don't even know.
If anyone else spent
a few minutes in my head, man, it'd be like you wouldn't even know what to do. Like it's crazy. But yeah, I was at North by Northeast.
Are you okay?
Yeah, dude, sorry.
Just tell us about it.
I'm just going to play the clip. I think this is the one. I did a bunch. This one might be my favorite. Let me just play this one real quick. Is my sound up?
Yeah.
It's not coming through.
Hmm.
Is it up, actually?
Yeah. Oh, wait, now try.
All right.
Oh, wait.
Hey, guys. What's up? It's Jake. I'm here at North by Northeast. Yeah, it's in a festival just like South by Southwest. South by Southwest, it's hosted here in Brooklyn once a year right around this time. And I'm actually really excited to come out and meet some of the people. Some of the people that are out here, because it's really crowded out here. Oh,
are you okay during this?
You know what? I don't think that actually. Yeah, I'm actually going to stop that. Wait, how do I.
What is this?
No, that was the wrong one. Oh, yeah, that wasn't the right one. Sorry.
What was that?
What do you mean? No,
what
I
was that at the
one,
end?
I didn't know. No, I played the wrong one.
What happened at the end, though?
Nothing. I was just walking around the festival.
It didn't sound like.
Let me just play. I'm gonna do the real one. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, sorry. No, I'm fine. Sorry. That's embarrassing. Nothing happened though. But I'm just gonna play this one.
Okay,
this is the right one.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jake here, reporting live from North by Northeast. It's crazy out here, man. it seems like it's like the most craziest festival. There's so many people. It's like South by Southwest, but it's crazier. It's held in Brooklyn every year around this time. It's so cold for it, though. So let's go talk to some people and see what we can find. Hey, sir, how you doing?
Oi, Mike. Oi.
Hey, how you liking the festival, man?
Oh, I love it. I come every year from England.
Oh, yeah, so you're from England, huh?
Oh, yeah, I love rugby, mate.
Oh, cool. Are you excited for any other bands this year? Yeah, hello? Yep, I called earlier.
Wait, I don't think this is...
Yeah, I was just looking to cancel my services.
I don't think this is the right one.
Well, yeah, I just didn't think that I... Yeah, exactly. Well, not right now.
What is this part?
Well, no, no.
Well, I don't...
What do you mean?
I don't...
No, but it's not that quick. Okay, but yeah, you might think...
It's no, this is the wrong one.
Yeah, but no, why... Why is it my fault? It doesn't seem like it should be my fault that this is happening. I mean, you called.
Yeah, this isn't the right one.
Why? Does it even matter? I don't want... I didn't even... We've... It's just...
Like... I don't know, dude.
How am I even supposed to do that? We just got on the phone and you're already yelling
at me. This is your on-the-ground coverage?
I'm sorry. I don't know.
No, all right. Okay.
Wait, what?
No, so, that wasn't it.
Sorry. Well, okay. Just before you... So you went... You went to the North by Northeast Festival, and
I did a man on the street.
Met some people. Okay.
Yeah. I found the right one. Can I do the... This one's the... I'm sorry about the other two. It's like super embarrassing.
What are you... did someone call you during the last one?
Yeah.
What happened?
Internet service provider. And they got really mad at me. I don't know why. I didn't even do anything.
You got to pay your bills, man.
I did. I wanted to cancel my services.
Just play
those. All right, this is the right one this time. Dude, honestly, and if you spent like fucking even 15 seconds in my head, you wouldn't know like what's going on here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's insane, dude. Mm-hmm. This is the right one. I'm super fucking embarrassed about those other ones, but...
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, it's Jake, recording live here from North by Northeast.
This is it.
North by Northeast Festival in Brooklyn. It's very similar to the South by Southwest, but it's in New York. It's crazy out here. You guys have no idea. Let's try to find some people to talk to. What do you think? Oh, here looks like a guy coming over. Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, mate, how's it going?
Hey, man, it's going well. This is the guy from the last one. Thank you so much. How are you?
Oh, no. I'm good. I'm good, mate.
Sounds like you, British.
No, it's a guy that was at the festival.
Nice, man. So, how are you enjoying the festival?
Oh, I love it. I'll come every year.
Oh, wow, every year. This is my first time.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? Isn't it? Yeah. Ow.
This might not be the right one.
Oh, ow. Uh-oh.
Dude, what is hello?
I don't think this is the right one either.
What is this?
I fell down the stairs. Oh, man.
Yeah, this isn't it.
Yeah, I'm going to need an ambulance as soon as you can.
This is embarrassing, dude.
Yeah, I was recording a segment for my podcast.
Oh, wait, this shouldn't be...
my phone. Yeah, I can tell you about it. I was recording a fake... I was pretending I was at a festival called North by Northeast.
I knew it was fake.
I thought it was pretty funny, too. I just fell down the stairs.
All right, let's cut that off there.
That's embarrassing, dude.
So this festival wasn't real the whole time?
No. I faked. I was just... I thought it would be funny.
Are you okay? Did you fall? Are you okay now?
Yeah, I fell down the stairs. But I'm up. I'm fine. But, like, you could hear it hurt.
Yeah, it sounded like I heard all the sounds when you fell down.
That's embarrassing. Huh. Holy. I just meant, I know I have the right one, but I don't think I want to even try it.
Yeah. Okay, dude, that was funny. That was funny or something like that. So it was a good prank.
I don't know, there you go.
That was a good prank, I think.
It wasn't supposed to be a prank. It was supposed to just be a funny bit, but now I'm just embarrassed.
Hey, so. Why don't you play that song from the Titus album that you like?
Yeah, I mean...
Just talk about it.
Just know that, like, in my head, dude...
Hey, it's all right.
The things that go on in here would, like... You'd be
I know, it's
scared.
So crazy. It's insane, yeah. No one would be able to...
No one would be able to do what I do. Like, if you get, like, 5 seconds in my head, dude, you would be, like, running for the hills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just do the song that we...
Where I want to play a track from Titus Andronicus. Productive Cough.
Yeah, their new album came out, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
But we didn't really cover it.
No, we haven't done music in a while. I want to play I'm Like a Rolling Stone. I'm super embarrassed, but I'm just gonna power through the segment.
Yeah.
It's the third or fourth track off Productive Cough. It's a cover of Bob Dylan Like a Rolling Stone, except Patrick Stickles, aka Patty Stacks, as the hype man calls him in track two. Patty Stacks writes in the first person, so everything is you'll see. He says it. It's awesome. Bob writes a lot of his songs like he switches. Like Tangled Up in Blue was originally written in the first person.
Oh, okay.
And then he changed it to the third person. So he kind of plays with that a lot. And I think this song really fits Patty Stacks' voice and kind of the way that he is. It's pretty
Let's
cool.
check it out. I'm Like a Rolling Stone. The I'm is in parentheses, of course. Titus Andronicus from Productive Cough. You're gonna make it past this, Jake.
Yeah, you? This sucks. But what are you gonna do, man? I'm like a Rolling Stone.
Once upon a time, I dressed so fine.
Ho, 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 ho.
What about that harmonica solo?
Merry Christmas. I like this song.
Patty Stacks!
Productive Cough, Jake and I were talking about on the way here. The new Titus Andronicus album is apparently it's a slow grower on Jake.
A little slow grower on your boy.
I've only listened a few times so far, and I'm not loving it.
But you love Number One in New York.
I love Number One in New York.
But you don't really like Above the Bodega.
I don't really like Above the Bodega.
Because I can't keep a secret from the guy at the store downstairs.
Yeah.
Do you like when he says, "I'm real hype right now"?
You know, I like that part, yeah.
Patty Stacks 2018, Titus Andronicus.
I have a hard time with the very like rock and roll songs that he...
Yeah, and it's a lot of like the second one, the real hype right now one is like super... it's like kind of old bluesy rock and roll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where he's like, if the weather's as bad as the weatherman says, we're in for a real big storm.
Yeah.
And then he just like says that, like different variations on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cool, but it's like...
I like it. It's just like the song's probably like...
And then the one sung by... There's one sung by a female vocalist that I think's the same female vocalist that sung a song on the monitor.
Okay.
She's cool. And then Mass Transit Loco or whatever is good. There's a lot of... I like it.
I gotta listen more.
Yeah.
Slow grower, as they say.
Slow grower on Jiggy.
So they say in the industry.
In what? Which one?
The industry?
Yeah.
So...
Yep.
Oh, yeah, so... Dude, that was a really weird segment you had before. So, I guess we could just move on from there, but I just wanted to bring up that segment again and say that it was really weird.
I would just want to say that if you were to spend even 2 seconds inside my brain, dude, you wouldn't even know which way was up.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
You wouldn't even know which way was right and left.
Can I bring in something? The song?
Mm-hmm.
So, when you were out, and we all were kind of crossing our fingers that maybe you would never come back. There was a new single from our favorite Reggie Watts.
Hey, he's our favorite.
Yeah, right?
Okay, yeah.
Well, he's your favorite, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I really like him too.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
Yeah, his best work is James Corden, right?
Yeah, and comedy Bang Bang theme song.
And
comedy Bang Bang, comedy Bang Bang, comedy Bang Bang, comedy Bang Bang. Comedy, bang, bang, bang. Speaking of great theme songs, have you seen Black Panther?
No, what's that?
The movie.
No, I haven't heard of it.
Ludwig Göransson, Gambino's producer, did the score because he's best friends with Ryan Coogler, who's the director.
Coogler? Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I haven't seen Black Panther yet, but I want to. Did you see it?
I did. It's awesome. And Ludwig Göransson was on Song Exploder this week, and he talked about how he wrote Killmonger's theme song, and it's actually really, really cool.
That sounds cool. I never saw Killmongers either.
And that's the name of the character.
Yeah, so.
They don't talk about the Jayhawks on that show.
By Jayhawks. Oh. For those of you who don't know, Robin Hilton is a very long-time enemy of... he's been in the icebox as many times as...
Gallagher's.
As the Gallagher's and Arcade Fire. So.
Yeah. Nearly permanent.
Yeah, no, they're beef basketed.
Yeah, they're beef all basketed. Of them.
But
we'll get to that later.
Sorry. Reggie Watts and John Tejada came out with a song. It's on a comedy label called Comedy Dynamics, which is really weird, but it's not...
What the heck?
I know, but it's not funny at all. It's very serious. And it's very good. You all right?
Yeah, I get chia seeds stuck in my throat.
Was that cough productive? So here's their first song as Wahada, which is their last two names combined. It's called Running, and I really wanted to share it because it's
running,
really good.
And running.
Yeah, it's actually that. It's actually Black Let's Get It Started. Yeah.
Okay. Alternate title though. Real problematic. Real title for that song. Yeah.
Not good.
Very problematic.
This is Wahada, Running. Oh, That's right.
Chris, I can't find my microphone. Oh, there. Thank you.
Yeah, you're good.
Funny, right? Because we're doing comedy.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Remember the thing before when I pooped in the toilet? That was comedy. That was all fake. I didn't actually like... Yeah, I didn't actually like fall down the stairs, obviously. You know, like...
I feel like you probably did.
I didn't fall down the stairs. So... Like, I saw it as a joke.
You have a huge Band-Aid on you, though.
Yeah, no, it's a joke.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a joke.
So that's Wahada. Cool song. That's Reggie Watts John Tejada. I like it a lot.
I do too.
And I'm really excited to see what comes of this project.
As well, amigo.
So, speaking of viral, because it sounds like you had a stomach virus.
I think I ate bad food.
During your recording, that was very gruesome.
No, it was all fake, but...
There was a bit of a viral sensation last week when everyone's NCAA brackets were coming out.
I'd love for the guy who made this to spend just 2 seconds inside my mind, dude.
Can you just... I know you really have a complex where you like to say that a lot.
Yeah. So. It's just like, if honest, you have no idea. Seriously.
Kanye madness. It's not March madness. It's Kanye madness.
It's not March madness. It's Kanye madness.
So instead of your traditional, actually, you want to explain this?
Yeah. I mean, you guys filled out brackets before? Heard of it, dude? Yeah. Give me a break. It's a bracket, 64 teams, similar to March madness. Each team is a song, a Kanye West song, spanning his 6 studio records. 6 or 7? 7. 7 studio records. And some Twitter user, I don't remember his name, he was kind enough to put together this bracket that was widely downloaded across the internet. And a lot of people filled it out. And you know who else filled it out? Did I do that good job of explaining that?
Yeah, it's just like an NCAA.
I feel like I just said brackets. You heard of them, and then I thought that would.
No, it's like a March Madness bracket, but Kanye West songs is really
a lot easier. Yeah.
So Jake and I did this. We had very, very different brackets.
Mm.
However, we had one overlap in our Sweet 16.
No, Elite 8.
Oh, yeah.
We probably have more overlap in our Sweet 16.
Let's go. Yeah, say your Elite 8.
My Elite 8 was Can't Tell Me Nothing, No Church in the Wild, All Falls Down, All of the Lights, Jesus Walks, Gold Digger, Ultralight Beam, and My Dudes in Paris.
I had Last Call, Through the Wire, Runaway, School Spirit, We Don't Care, No More Parties in L.A., Ultralight Beam, and Bound 2. So our only layover was Ultralight Beam.
I wish No More Parties in L.A. made it farther for me. That's a bummer. I'm bummed about that.
Yeah, maybe my final four. What's your number one?
Well, my final four then was Can't Tell Me Nothing versus All Falls Down. And Jesus Walks versus Ultralight Beam. So Can't Tell Me Nothing, All Falls Down. I had to go Can't Tell Me Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus Walk, Ultralight Beam. These chia seeds are stuck in my throat. I had to go Ultralight Beam.
Yeah.
I mean, and then I had Ultralight Beam versus Can't Tell Me Nothing in the finals. And then you do yours first, and then we'll do it at the end.
Final four was Through the Wire, Runaway, of which Runaway won.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had No More Parties in L.A. versus Bound 2. Which is almost impossible for me, but Bound 2 succeeded there. And then I had Runaway as my number one.
Yep, I had Ultralight Beam.
Stop. Why are you doing that?
I'm getting pumped.
Oh, yeah, you are pretty pumped.
Yeah.
You're pretty pumped over there.
I'm getting real hyped right now.
So should we play...
The only overlap in our
Yeah, let's play your overlap.
Let's do Ultralight Beam.
We on Ultralight Beam.
And guys, feel free to sing along.
Yeah, lighten up.
Yeah. Jeez. Spend 5 seconds, dude. Inside my mind. Yes. There's no devils in this house. We want the low. Yes. Jesus. Keeping the mics on for this one?
Yeah. All right. Like keep some monologue out. Alright, I'm gonna
cut it out.
I'm trying to keep my faith. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity, deliver us peace, deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it. That's why we need you now. Pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. Everything. I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe, and in my holy war, I'm trying to keep my faith.
So why send oppression, not blessings? Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Don't have much strength to fight, so I look to the light. Whoa. To make these wrongs turn right, head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright, and I know that you'll take good care of your child. Oh, no longer am afraid of the night, cause I look to the light.
When they come for you, I will shield your name. I will feel their questions. I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know. They don't know. Foot on the devil's neck till it drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo after bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia. You can't see her. You can feel the lyrics, the spirit coming in braille. Tumming of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. He said let's do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that the day one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak. This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine, glory be to God, yeah. I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just notice at the end of fucking lane for the ain't throw. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back.
Yee! That is one of the best.
Like Wesley, it's fight.
That is one of the best songs ever.
Do you want to do the Barnett?
I don't think we have. This is Courtney Barnett's getting ducked again, but we have to go to the. I think we have to go to the.
Do we have to? I guess so, right?
Let's play Courtney Barnett. I feel like we didn't play her first track. Courtney Barnett's like one of my favorites.
Oh man.
Okay, so Courtney Barnett came out with the second single from her upcoming album. I think we actually did play the first one, but you're right. We should play the second
one. Just real quick.
It's amazing. Trying to find the playlist. If you can't tell, I'm just kind of filling in some time here.
I'm going to let you handle this, dude. This is all you.
Yeah, thank you. This one's called Need a Little Time, funny enough.
Oh, that's funny.
So let's give it a listen, right?
Let's give it a listen, man.
I mean, come on.
Do it.
F it, right? It's Sunday.
All right.
Sorry.
I don't know a lot about you, but you seem to know a lot about me, so I take a little time out. I take a little time out. I'm sorry that I lost my patience. You deserve better, it's true. I need a little time out. I need a little time out from me.
sounds really
good. Yeah, she's good. I'm excited for this. Her last one was the one with Kurt Vile, right?
Yeah.
A lot of sea lice.
Both of these tracks from her upcoming record have definitely been more melodic. There were some melodic tracks on Sometimes I Sit and Think, Sometimes I Just Sit. But these both seem to be more melodic. And those songs are really good on that first album, so I'm really excited about
it. Chris, that pause finger is super aggressive today.
What's that?
You're really just cutting people out.
I'm trying to...
Usually it says as we get a fade going.
My therapist says I need to be more direct.
Okay, you're doing it. Oh, you want to read that copy real quick?
Oh, yeah. I suck at this, but yeah. Let's see.
Can you turn on some copy music? Turn on like Chemtrail or something.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Who do we got here?
Like defense attorney. What are you looking up?
I'm putting on a
Chemtrail?
Yeah.
Cool. Chris Kamana, if you're out there.
Our April 5th edition of RFB presents First Thursdays at the Well brings you three different takes on the exciting and exploding music scene that is currently taking place in Brooklyn. The post-punk rock of Even Twice will kick off the evening. Streep Throat will follow, and they're a band that's not afraid to leave it all on the stage. And closing out the evening will be Voreen in all their deviant glory. As they mix old favorites with new material from the upcoming release.
Cool.
Doors at 8 p.m. Music at 8:30. Tickets are $8 when purchased in advance. And $10 at the door. So get your tickets today.
Go out there, guys. Thursdays at the Well.
How was that?
That was good.
Thanks.
I think we should use that for every copy we have to read from now on.
Yeah. That felt good. That felt better. I mean, that one time I tried to like just go off the cuff and that's so bad.
Yeah, that was rough.
Let's get into the icebox, huh?
Yeah, baby.
Chris,
you want to hit him up with what the icebox is?
Yeah. You go for it.
Okay. Icebox. This is a segment we do every week on the show. It's one of the fan favorites. We kind of take people, places, things. In the last week, they're doing a little bit too much and we tell them to kind of chill out.
Do a little less.
Do a little bit less. Big one this week for the Icebox, Consequence of Sound.
Wait, we got to do the theme song.
Oh, sorry. I forgot.
Sorry. No, I'm taking forever to find it.
Oh. Mine or yours? Yours. Okay. Got it. That makes sense. No, that's cool. That's cool.
Oh, I got it down.
Oh, get in the Icebox.
Yours. That's cool. Yours again.
I need to. Sorry. Yeah. I don't have yours downloaded, so whenever I go to play it, it's not there.
Yep. Foresight.
So what were you saying about Consequence of Sound?
Consequence of Sound is looking for an intern in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Scumbag move.
Scumbag move. You know who else? Damn it.
Hello, you're on It's On Ice On Ice.
Hey, I couldn't help but listen. What's the name of the show?
It's On Ice On Ice.
It's On Ice On Ice.
Oh, and what's the radio station called?
Radio Free Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jake, where did he move to today?
Is the refrigerator running?
Yes, but where are you running to?
You gotta go catch it.
Dude, I don't think you can use that again.
No, I can't.
You gotta address the question.
I moved to Astoria. Oh, I didn't even have to answer.
Oh, you hung up.
Damn it.
Oof.
Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I'll throw you in the icebox for moving to Astoria.
Okay, I'll throw you in the icebox for forgetting the keys again today.
Don't throw me in the icebox
again.
You
forgot the keys again.
Do you know what this means for me?
You're in the beef basket. Yeah, dude.
Wait, what was the second time I got put in the icebox?
I think the keys.
No. No, I'm not in the beef basket.
I think you are.
No, I'm not.
All right, well, you're next stop.
All right, basket. So I did forget the keys tonight, but we had enough time to go back and get them. I don't even know. I didn't forget them, okay?
Yes, you did.
Anyway... Jake did move to Astoria, so he's getting put in the icebox by me. And thank you for that caller who, I guess, chose to stay anonymous there.
Yeah. I mean, I think I know who it was. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so what were you saying, Consequence of Sound?
Consequence of Sound, looking for an intern in Florida.
Huh.
Gosh darn it.
Wow.
You know who else is looking for an intern in Florida? It's All Nice on Ice. They're stepping on our toes, dude.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this.
They know we're trying to expand to Florida, yeah.
Yeah, they know we've been looking for an intern in Florida, and now they're now they want to do. Yeah. What are they going to have him do? We got a lot of tasks for an intern to do.
Yeah.
We need someone to go to West by West East.
It's not a thing.
Southwest by Southwest
you
East.
You can't
West.
Do that. You can't go to that. It doesn't exist.
I heard it's crazy.
No, it's not. It's crazy. It's not. It's not crazy. Out there. There's not any people from England there.
Yeah, there was the one guy. He showed up twice.
No, he didn't. Said the same thing both times. It was you, obviously.
No, it wasn't. But yeah, I got to throw Consequence of the Sound for in the icebox for looking for an intern in Florida. While the boys over here have been talking about getting an intern in Florida
for years,
basically as long as the show has been around, and even longer. So
since we were kids, we were talking about that.
Yeah, we've needed an intern in Florida.
Since we were kids.
Yeah, for a long time. So, Consequence, you got to get in the icebox, my dudes.
I'm gonna toss this one up for you to slam in. I'm going to read a Stereo Gum headline.
Ooh.
Kanye West back at work in Jackson Hole with Travis Scott, Louis King, The Dream, and more.
Icebox.
Did you hear that? That was brutal.
Yeah.
Why is that, Jake? Layup.
He's not coming out with a record this year.
No?
Do you remember a few years ago when he skipped the Grammys to record music in Brazil with Will Smith? No. Where was that album?
I forgot about that. Oh my god.
That album never came out.
Hmm.
And he's not doing an album, dude. Maybe he'll get a single. Maybe he'll release another single.
Okay.
Maybe. Like an Only One. Or no, not 4 or 5 Seconds. What was that other one? Ball.
I actually don't know what you're talking about.
I forget what it was called.
4 or 5 Seconds is I wish that was on this. That should have been on this.
Yeah, but it's not a Kanye song. It's a Rihanna song.
Oh, good call.
Yeah. Only One wasn't on it, though. Maybe he's just doing album tracks?
I guess so.
I don't know. But, yeah. Kanye, get in the icebox, dude. You're not coming out from the album in 2018.
So we got... Well, it's not Kanye's fault. It's those reporting on him.
Oh, okay.
So rumors of Kanye West's new music coming out this year.
Sorry.
It's okay. I mean, I'm just trying to cite these things correctly. Yeah. Also, so that's Consequence of Sound. Rumors of Kanye West coming out the new album this year. Chris Calabrese and Jake Domhusky all going in the icebox this week. It's going to be a packed one, baby.
Yeah, it's going to be a cold one.
Jake, are you in the beef basket?
No, I'm one away.
What was your first one for? I can't remember, but I think you're one away too.
I think I'm one
away. I'm not in the beef basket. No, I'm not.
Well, Joe put us both in for being the only people who care about King Lizard and the Wizard.
Yeah, but us is a different thing than...
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
So we're one away. We're one away from being in the beef basket.
Maybe I'm just one then. Maybe that's my first.
Yeah, we'll see about that. So with these last couple minutes here, we did have Stephen Hawking pass last week.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very influential person in the scientific world.
And as we're going to soon find out, the music world too.
So we're going to play a little song that's technically by Carl Sagan, but features Stephen Hawking. This song is called A Glorious Dawn, and it's for Stephen. And cheers. We'll send everyone off this week. Have a good week.
Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. We'll be back next week. I think our buddy Charlie Greenwald's coming in the studio. To talk through some big ideas we've been having, so stay tuned.
Whatever you do, just don't do anything that'll get you in the icebox next week.
Don't. And don't answer that.
If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe. Space is filled with a network of wormholes. You might emerge somewhere else in space, some when else in time. The sky calls to us. If we do not destroy ourselves, we will one day venture to the stars. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rose. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way. The cosmos is full beyond measure. Elegant truths of exquisite interrelationships of the awesome machinery of nature. I believe our future depends powerfully on how well we understand this cosmos, in which we float like a mote of dust in the morning sky. But the brain does much more than just recollect. It intercompares, it synthesizes, analyzes, it generates abstractions. The simplest thought, like the concept of the number one, has an elaborate logical underpinning. The brain has its own language for testing the structure and consistency of the world.
A still more glorious dawn awaits. Not a sunrise, but a galaxy rose. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way. The sky calls to us. If we do not destroy ourselves, we will one day venture to the stars.
For thousands of years, people have wondered about the universe. Did it stretch out forever, or was there a limit? From the Big Bang to black holes, from dark matter to a